'Twas the night before Christmas, and the pastor was stressed. And originally I wasn't talking about myself tonight until we had our technology issues. I was originally going to talk about Father Joseph Moore. And the year was 1818, and the church was St. Nicholas Church in the Austrian Alps. And he was stressed because the organ was broken. And somehow that day, Father Joseph Moore, along with his talented musician of the church, came together and that night sang for the first time the song that they had prepared. With one guitar and two voices, they sang Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, Silent Night, Holy Night. I imagine it seemed at the time, and even now looking back, it seems that it was almost as if the organ had been broken so that something new and beautiful could be fashioned. That night was a night set apart for something beautiful that would bless Christmas Eve worshipers for many, many years to come. It was truly a holy night, because that is what holy means. It means set apart, different, special. We say that Christmas is indeed a holy night. Set apart, it's different, it's special. It's why we are all gathered here in one room this evening. And I wonder if it almost seems to some of you like, looking back on the first Christmas, that the world had been allowed to be broken for that specific purpose. So that on that night, God could take something broken and fashion something new and beautiful. Because that first Christmas, many, many years ago, was the night on which God drew near. And that is what makes Christmas a holy night, a special night. That God showed us once and for all that he was not an angry or distant God to zap us for not following his rules, but that our God is love. That our God desires to be with us. That our God desires for us to live lives that are flourishing in communities of love with one another and with our Creator. And so God set apart that night. God made that night a holy night to irrevocably draw near to us and to his creation. But more importantly than God setting apart one night, God set apart people. And this is not abstract. God set apart people with names, very common names like Mary and Joseph. God set apart people with very mundane occupations like shepherds. God set apart people with strange hobbies like astrology and looking to the stars for answers. And God took that strange group of broken people and drew near to them and made himself known. And the group that God set apart only got stranger as Jesus got older. Fishermen and accountants, collaborators and rebels, adulterers and serial rule followers. God took these broken people and chose to begin to fashion them into something new and beautiful. A community whose law is love, and the stories that we tell are stories of peace and reconciliation. A community where chains are broken and oppression is brought to an end. This is a night that we set apart, that we make holy, that we gather together to tell this story of our God who drew near to us. But again, it's not just about a night that is holy and set apart. It's about a people who are set apart. A people set apart to know that God has irrevocably drawn near to us. A people who know that there is no one, no family, no neighborhood, no society that is too broken to be taken by God and fashioned into something new and beautiful. And so when we draw near to God, when we listen to this story, and when we put ourselves into this God's hands, we realize that our stories are not so different than Father Joseph Moore and the church at St. Nicholas. All of us have broken things in our lives. Things that we at one point or another, we think are keeping us from lives of flourishing and lives of peace. And as we listen to this story, we learn that it's often those very things that we think are keeping us from flourishing and happiness and peace and God. It's those very things and those very moments that God has set apart in us. Those things where God draws near to us and takes us and fashions us into something new and beautiful. And he does that so that we can then tell our own Christmas stories. I think that night in 1818 was a beautiful Christmas story that we get to share tonight. But when God draws near to us, in our struggles, and in our joys, and in our disappointments, and our hopes, when God draws near to us in those moments and takes something broken like our lives and fashions them into something new and beautiful, then we have our own Christmas story that we get to share with the world. Then God has lit our candle that we hold up and shine into all the dark places of the world. That's our Christmas story. Let's pray. God, we have set apart tonight to draw near to you, because you set apart that night so many years ago to draw near to us. And we pray that that would not just be a moment that happened many years ago, but that you would continue to draw near, that you would meet us in our broken places, that you would take us into your hands, and that you would fashion us into something new and beautiful, and give us a Christmas story to tell to the world. We pray this all in the name of the one who has come to us in love, Jesus the Christ. Amen.